Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paul Angles is our guest and our new friend, soon to be not new friend. We're going to get him back. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the founder and CEO of Angles Incorporated. He wrote the Angles Report, which is an overview of the best and worst practices of corporate online marketing. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Paul, I need your website, and how do we find your report?
It's angles-inc.com.
All right.
The report is for sale on Amazon. It's $995. It's a big report.
I see that.
But if you come to my website, fill out the form, I will email you a PDF copy for
you. Wow. So I can get a $1,000 report for nothing if I just fill out a report? Fill out some information on your website? Angles-inc.com. So check that out, folks.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what's in the report.
So for years, I've had discussions with my clients about what is the best practices in internet marketing. And everybody wants to do best practices. Everybody thinks they know what best practices are. And one of my mentors said, why don't you just document it?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a great idea. So pick an industry and documented all of their marketing practices.
What
from
industry?
A to Z. We picked the marketing automation industry.
Mm-hmm.
So people like HubSpot and Marketo.
Right.
That make the tools that companies use.
Right. That's their business. They're not in the car business and they do advertising. They're in the placement business.
So presumably they would know better than anyone how to use their own tools. And so I documented them, 21 companies across 200 different points, starting with their AdWords ad.
Right.
So take every one of them, lined up their ads and said, what is right and wrong with each ad? And then each of the ads points to a landing page that lined up all the landing pages and said, okay, what is right and wrong with each ad, with each landing page,
mm-hmm.
the headline, the offer, the form, every single bit of information about that. What technology are they using on the page to get the best results from that page?
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, what happens when you fill out the form? It drops you on a landing page usually. Well, what's on that page? And again, documenting it step by step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, how do they follow up? Do they email you? If so, what do they say? And how mm-hmm. many times? How often? Do they call you? And what do they say in the phone calls? We set a Google Voice account to just record their calls and transcribe them.
Right.
And in the marketing automation companies, this is just stunning, but only three companies phoned afterwards.
Wow.
And they did a total, one did three calls and two did one each. Some of the companies didn't even email afterwards.
You mean they got response from people and they didn't even follow up?
Zero.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You know, that would have to be worse than not doing anything, wouldn't it?
It is. It's because it's expensive.
It's bad. It creates bad will.
Right. You know, think about how competitive that industry is. Just the keyword marketing automation, which is
wow.
a workout, costs $16.50 a click.
Yeah. Wow. So how would you convert all of that into a benefit? Those are cautionary tales you've just told us. How would you convert that into something small business owners can use?
Well, so start with your ad. Your ad is the headline for your website. It's like the envelope with direct mail. It has to do one of several things. It can't do everything because it's too short. But it either has to have a testimonial. It has to have a rating from an independent group. It has to have a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Or an offer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just try to jam all their features into an ad, and that never works. So there's enough room there to make an offer. Get a free sample.
If you're doing a real ad, it's not just a a brand building type thing on in an online community, if it's a real ad, you have a right mm-hmm. to put a call to action in there, don't you?
Not just a right, you have a responsibility.
An obligation, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You also have an obligation to test different versions. So from my research, I could see how many versions people were testing.
Mm-hmm.
And the best companies test a lot of versions,
mm-hmm.
obviously. But a lot
if a bunch of people bring different versions of an approach, if all of your employees say, okay, this is what I think it should look like, you shouldn't say, okay, you guys are wrong, this was right. You should try all of them.
Absolutely.
A little bit, at least.
I have worked for companies, for clients, where we tested 5 different approaches to the same message.
Wow.
And they were all right in the sense that they were all based on the actual product and the
right.
benefit that customers got from it. But they didn't know which benefit would resonate with their audience.
Mm-hmm.
And through testing, we were able to figure that out.
Who was it? Was it Ogilvy who said, I know that half of my advertising is right, I just don't know which half? Who was it?
It's one of those things that gets attributed to a lot of different
yeah.
people.
But with testing like you're talking about, you can avoid that, can't you?
Right. I think they're being generous. I think it's much more than half that's wasted.
Hey, you know what? If you don't follow up, it's 100%. It doesn't work.
That's exactly correct.
Hey, I need a website one more time, Paul.
It's angles-inc.com. angles-inc.com.
What a great visit. What a smart guy you are. Will you come back? You got more to teach us.
I would be absolutely thrilled because there's more steps in the process.
Lots of more to talk about. Paul Angles. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day, I promise you. We won't do without him for very long. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.